Oh, yes. Relax, my star children, and be cool and groovy, and let the nice, mellow feelings overtake your body and soul. WAIF-FM as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The show might be dirty, so tune in later. Ben Folds coming up on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in a little bit. This is from the new record, Ben Folds 5, Whatever and Ever, Amen. One Angry Dwarf and 200 Solemn Faces. And let me tell you something, One Angry Dwarf and 200 Solemn Faces is a hell of a lot better than 200 Angry Dwarfs, because one angry dwarf is more than most mortals can handle.
Stupid
idea.
We got a new record out by the Ben Folds 5, and it's called Whatever and Ever, Amen. And the lead singer and songwriter and main head honcho piano player of the band, his name...
There we go. That's better, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the Chris and Rob
Late Night Talk Show.
Ben Folds 5 has a new CD out. It's called Whatever and Ever, Amen.
Yes, and we have, like you said, the head honcho, the namesake.
Hey, Ben Folds, what's up?
Hey, baby, what's happening?
You're in Chapel Hill, North Carolina right now.
That's correct.
How about them Tar Heels?
Who?
It's Final Four season, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was not aware of this. But...
Ben Folds 5, the new CD, it's called Whatever and Ever, Amen. What's this CD all about?
Man, you know, it's about love and, you know, like, just whatever.
Well, we just played a song called One Angry Dwarf and 200 Solemn Faces.
The love song, man.
Is it about a chick you dated or something?
Yeah, it's about my dream girl.
Who is the angry dwarf?
His girlfriend.
I don't know. It's a composite character story, you see.
Oh.
Lots of people at once. The kind of guy who wants to succeed so he can tell everyone to fuck off. Oh, I can't
Oops.
Do that. I'm so
oh
sorry.
Gosh.
I've really screwed you royally, haven't I?
You were one of those guys that hung out in Chapel Hill, then when the college kids would dare venture into your bar wearing a Tar Heel t-shirt, you'd beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, I'm not a big Tar Heel t-shirt fan, but that's okay. I mean, if I got a free one and I didn't have anything else to wear, I might not wear a shirt at all and then use it to prop something else in my house.
So how is the new record different from the old record, Ben Folds?
Well...
It's the difficult sophomore release.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do a second record, so we just didn't worry about that and just kind of did what we wanted to, really. I mean, we locked ourselves in our house and, you know, we didn't light a bunch of candles or anything like that, but we kind of made it as vibey as we could. You know, one candle's cool. Any more than one candle wouldn't be, and just relaxed and made a record.
Are those the rocks?
I think it's much more relaxed than the first record. The process was the first one. We were like, we had to do it in a week and mix it in a night and get out of there. You know, we got kicked out. But the second one was more like, you know, did it in my house. Took our time. Was a little bit more. We had a month and. You know.
Well, it sounds like the dwarf isn't so angry anymore.
Oh, are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Me?
Whoever's giggling there in the background.
Is that with the Ben Folds 5 groupies?
Yeah, that's one of the many. I mean, they're lined up, you know.
Well, your first record came out a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that, on a small label. No one ever heard of you. You got no guitar player in the band. You run around with a piano like a bunch of popsters. But somehow, somewhere along the line, after your first appearance on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, critical acclaim came your way. Now that your second album is out, are you finding that it's a little more well-received since you've got the reputation and you're a big-shot rock star now?
Yeah, I mean, it's easier, you know, it's easier to have to be able to do different things with a record now and know that people are going to listen to it. That's cool, you know, because the first one got enough attention to where we can kind of, you know.
So you guys are like big shot famous rock stars now. Is that pretty cool?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think things are really all that much. We're kind of incrementally kind of, you know, getting our thing out there. So
you're not working anymore at a day job, are you?
No. I pretty much, you know.
You quit your job at the cannery?
I quit my job at the cannery. I'm still doing, you know, like correspondence course, you know, to try to learn my trade.
Has anybody called you for a song? You know, once you get a couple records out, you're known as a songwriter. People start calling you for songs. You know, Prince gets a lot of phone calls from people like Sheila E. and the Bangles. Has Elton John or anybody given you a call and said, hey, Ben, I need a hit single?
Well, you know what? I think that Bette Midler did, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
And I think that we sent her a song.
The Rose Part 2?
The Rose Part 2. Sometimes love, it's the Chris and Rob show. And I don't know if she didn't like it. I don't know. But I know we sent her something. I think she actually asked for a song. But I'm not exactly sure about that.
That could be big money, you know.
Yeah.
Big money flows from the rose.
That's true. You're poetic.
Mm-hmm.
So when's the big tour starting?
We're starting on the West Coast, like, Saturday.
And will you be
Saturday.
When will you be winding through the Midwest to play the brick wall place?
God, you know, I don't know. I would guess we'll be in Cincinnati by like 3 weeks.
You played two brick wall. You played one place with a brick wall that had a bunch of skeletons and goblins stuck to the walls.
That place is out of business now.
Yeah, that place is closed now. And the other, you played another brick wall place where your amp was picking up CB radios.
Man, my amp's always picking up CB radios. It's Spinal Tap every day with it.
Breaker 19, Ben Folds 5. Hey, I want to ask you a question. We're talking to Ben Folds, the leader of the... Are you the leader or just the piano player of the Ben Folds 5?
I'm a puppet.
Okay, the Ben Folds 5, their new CD is called Whatever and Ever, Amen. I want to ask you about a song. I want to play it real quick and then come back. It's called Selfless, Cold, and Composed.
Yeah.
Last night, I had just picked up the CD. It's brand new. I go over to my girlfriend's house, get into a raucous fight. I go home, I listen to the CD, and I stopped it after this song.
And cried for 5 minutes.
Selfless, cold, and cold.
Folds 5 with a song from their new CD called Selfless, Cold and Composed. I was just telling Ben, we have Ben Folds, by the way, on the line from Chapel Hill. Is it North or South Carolina?
It's North Carolina.
Home of the Fighting Tar Heels.
Yep.
And that song I just played, Selfless, Cold and Composed, I had just gotten the CD. I went home, got in a big fight with my girlfriend, put the CD on. And that was the song that made me stop the CD because it was a heavy song. I'm like, I can relate. This song is about fighting with your girlfriend. Ben, what was the fight all about? Something stupid?
Well, it's kind of like, part of it is like the, it's the fight without the bite. That just came out. The fight without the bite. But it's like not being able to quite, having someone brush you off or not take you, or... I don't know, I have a hard time explaining my songs, but without, like, it's easy to be carefree if you don't care, right? I mean, it's like, if you're like, oh, man, I don't know, you could probably explain it better than me. I have a hard time explaining my songs. I get real nervous about that. But it's like there's dissonance going on, but, like, let's say the guy is just acting like it's not affecting him and it doesn't bother him, and that bothers the other person more to be that composed about, you know, a fight.
But then when you get home, you're all alone, and you're like, damn, I miss my girlfriend now, right?
Yeah.
And so you were jonesing.
Yeah.
Maybe you two wusses feel like that. Gee whiz. Come on. All right. Hey, okay, Ben, how come you curse so much in your songs? Some people say it's because your songs are so bright and poppy that you want to show that you're still, like, you know, with it in the kids in the underground.
Yeah.
So you say
keep my street cred up.
Yeah, you got to keep your street cred up so you curse in every other song.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, I think you ought to be honest in songs, and basically, I like to try to use the basic tone of language that I normally use in everyday life. And you know, I was raised that way. My father cusses like a sailor, and it's just those are expressive words to me. You know,
I can dig it.
That's basically it. You know, I mean, I write ballads. I put that in ballads too because it's like, you know. I mean, you just played. You just played a dirty word in that song, right?
No, I did? Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's the S-H-I-T word.
Now what am I going to do?
I don't know. We've
Well, did I say that this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show? I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you're listening to WAIF in Cincinnati. We're talking to Ben Folds of the Ben Folds 5. New CD. It's called Whatever and Ever, Amen. Go out and buy it. It's worth $15.
So how's the Chapel Hill music scene nowadays?
Man, I wouldn't know. I'm never home anymore.
You're always on tour with your world-famous trio.
Yeah, we're always gone. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I still know the same bands. You know, the Archers just played, you said, right?
Archers of Loaf?
A couple months ago they played through here.
Yeah, so there's Archers of Loaf, and Squirrel Nut Zippers are killing right now.
Now, the Squirrel Nut Zippers got like a horn section, don't they?
Kind of, yeah.
What's up with those guys?
Well, they're doing really well. I mean, they're selling a lot of records, and they just played the Jay Leno show a couple weeks ago, and they're doing really big on the West Coast. They're like, I think they're like in top 40 somehow in airplay.
Wow.
I think.
Wow.
And they're really doing really well. And to be like a band that on the first listen might, you know, you might think they're a Dixieland band or something. They're way out of step, and it's really cool.
There's a couple bands we want to ask you about. One being Aerosmith. What do you think of Aerosmith nowadays?
Nowadays?
Yeah. What do you think about Aerosmith 1997 version?
kind of like Lynyrd Skynyrd 97. I don't know. It's great.
Okay, what about the Spice Girls? I keep listening to Top 40 Radio to hear the Spice Girls, and I think I'm the only person in the country besides Chris that doesn't know who they are yet.
Well, I was hearing a lot of the Spice Girls because we were in England a lot when they were breaking over there, and they love them so much over there. Like, they're on the front of all the hip newspapers, and they're like, because they really like that superficial stuff over there. Like, they think that's funny. And I don't really think it's that funny. It looks like kind of some kind of watered down '80s thing to me. But I don't know. I mean, they look like nice girls.
Would you do them?
I'm sorry.
Would you do them?
Would I do them?
Yeah.
Maybe not all at once. We'd have to, you know, we'd have to like make appointments. But
okay, now you're like an East Coast guy.
Yeah.
In North Carolina. Now, is there any chance that some West Coast guys like Jane's Addiction will ever shoot you?
I don't know. I'm pretty mean with a gun.
Have you been invited to play on Lollapalooza yet, or any big tour kind of extravaganza thing this summer?
Yeah, Yeah, we got a couple of invites. I don't know which one we're going to do.
Horde? You going to do Horde?
We might.
Really? You guys are above that. You guys don't smoke that much reefer, do you?
Well, it's kind of a cool... If it ends up being the lineup that they tell us it's going to be, which is like Pavement, Morphine, and us... And,
that's cool.
We're the Black Crowes and Blues Traveler and
Ziggy
Marley.
Well, see, that's the thing. They're trying to get away from that stuff a little bit, which is kind of cool, while Lollapalooza is having a harder and harder time with their lineup. The Horde Tour has been going up and up. And so, I don't know. We might do it. I'm not really sure. I think we were unofficially offered that and main stage at Lollapalooza.
So it sounds to me like both big tours are getting away from what made them popular.
Yeah, kind of. I think maybe so. I mean, Lollapalooza. I never go to those things. I've never like paid $10 million to go sit out in the sun and watch fat guys pass out in the mud. So not my idea of fun.
Chris has. Well, guys spilled beer. Guys spilled beer all over him.
It's like going to a football game or something, except no one wins.
Well, rock and roll is like sports anymore. If you ask me, you got a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You make a lot of money. You got contracts. You make $50 million to do a record or whatever. Ben Folds, you're probably still making $500 to do a record, but you know what I'm saying.
Right, I know what you mean.
The fact that you guys are a piano trio, piano-based drums, you got to lug your own piano around on tour, no guitar player, none of that high-tech, techno kind of stuff that's popular with the kids these days. Are the industry insiders give you a hard time about that, or are you pretty much being accepted?
No, we're being accepted because, I mean...
I guess if you're making the businessmen some money, they're not going to complain.
No, they're not going to complain. And I mean, it's not like there's 100 piano-based drums bands running around out there, so that kind of leaves
well,
the space.
Well, playing jazz music, maybe, but not playing what we call rock or pop music.
No,
which
I mean,
leads me into my next question.
Certainly no one that cusses in their songs.
No, except for the fact that you guys cuss a lot, your music is fairly mainstream. It's pop music. Sometimes I think that you should have been around with Rodgers and Hammerstein or Leonard Bernstein, because you could have written a hell of a good musical.
Yeah, it's like that.
Do you think sometimes that you're influenced a little bit by musical theater?
I think I'm influenced by the idea of musical theater, and that, like, once I really started seeing some musical theater, like on Broadway, it kind of put me off a little bit. But I like the idea. I mean, I think that pop music could learn a lot from like the structure of and the theater and the expression behind theater, and then like definitely Broadway can learn a lot from pop music.
So you're saying that more pop musicians should raise their arms when they sing the high note or the last note of the song?
Should raise the arms and hopefully by the time they're middle aged, they have like a little bit of fat in their arms and kind of shake it a little bit and count things off like this. Like rock musicians count things off like 1, 2, 3, 4, right? They should go 5, 6, 7, 8. Much cooler. That's the way we do. If we had the counts on all the songs, the only count we had that we went 1, 2, 3, 4, we left it on because we were proud of how rock that was. But the rest of the songs are like 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow. So you guys going to do a rock opera anytime soon?
No.
Well, that wasn't the angle I was getting at. I wanted to ask you if you thought that you guys had the potential or the ability to put out a top 40 song that was going to make you guys millions of dollars.
And be a stage play.
We're being funny with that whole stage play, Jesus Christ, superstar kind of
bit. You're the one that brought
it
up.
You guys are poppy. You guys aren't grunge or underground or you know, any of that crap. There's no distorted guitars here.
Right.
You guys are, if you ask me... My mom likes you. You're perfectly accessible and mainstream. When is the big top 40 breakthrough going to happen? And then why I won't be able to call you anymore?
Well, you can always call me. You got my number, and that's fine.
But when you move to a,
I'll tell Sony that they should call you back.
Yeah, I got something else you can tell Sony, right? And it's in the middle of my hand.
Tell me what you can tell him. You can't say that on the radio, though.
That's right.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of an external thing, you know, whenever something breaks through.
Well, do the music...
I'm not going to, like, write a song and go, hey, this is going to be the one.
Do the people at Sony think you guys are being propped up for a big top 40 breakthrough hit?
I don't know. The top 40 thing is funny because we've had two top 40 hits in England, and we've had, like, five now in Japan or something like that. And here in the States, we just had our first one because it's top... I mean, I don't know how one measures top 40, but it's top 40, like, modern rock airplay, whatever that means. I haven't noticed any change or any $1 million or anything like that.
Have they asked you to bring in any electronic drums or cool dance beats?
No, but, I mean, that'd be a pretty cool idea, wouldn't it?
What about a Babyface remix?
Oh, that's a great idea. Man, you're coming up with some good ideas.
Ben Folds of the Ben Folds Five, your first, speaking of commercial success, your first single from the new album. The album is called Whatever and Ever, Amen. The first single is a song called The Battle of Who Could Care Less. I heard it a couple of weeks ago on the radio before the CD came out, and I thought, there's no hooks. It's not hit single material. Why was The Battle of Who Could Care Less chosen to be the first single from a CD that otherwise is full of hooks, riffs, and tasty little pieces of music?
I guess because God deemed it so. That's what they picked.
That's your answer?
I mean, I actually didn't agree with it, and... But now I'm kind of glad about that.
Is it because there's no curse words in it?
Oh, there were curse words in it. The F word was in there. I took it out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of happy about it because it's like it's getting like a lot more airplay than anything we've had before. But it's like it's something to kind of grow from. So we don't have to worry about following it up. That's kind of nice. And it's not like in your face poppy. So that's, I think it's kind of cool. I think it was a kind of neat choice.
You do. Whose choice was it? Yours or the record company?
No, it wasn't my choice. I didn't agree with it. I thought there was a couple other singles they could have picked, but they'll all get their chance. So.
The new album is called Whatever and Ever, Amen. The Ben Folds Five. Go pick it up at a local record store. We'll talk to you later, Ben Folds.
All right, then.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
See ya.
It's Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show.
Like the cure, you never.